I entered the military in 66. My basic training would have been in San Antonio. From there, I went to Altus Air Force Base in Oklahoma. From there to Vietnam, from Vietnam to Greece, and was discharged honorably in Greece, and returned back to the States.
And what branch of armed services were you?
The Air Force.
I was
in the United States Air Force. I went in as an enlisted man. I came out with the rank of Staff Sergeant. Okay, this was, as you know, 30 years or more ago. This happened in Altus, Oklahoma, on a SAC Air Force Base. I was guarding a B-52. SAC is Strategic Air Command. I was on guard duty guarding a B-52 bomber in the bomber area, which is divided in two sections with what we call the hurry house in the middle, and that's where the officers and the flight crew stay on ready if they're on alert to disperse to the planes quickly. And on this would have been like on the summer of 1967 is the closest, sometime in the summer period there. We were on guard duty. There were, I think, like approximately four planes on each side. And it would have been at night, probably late midnight to probably sometime in the morning between that period of time, when over one of the B-52s, which were armed with nuclear weapons, there appeared a bluish haze almost in the form of a boomerang or a wing shape. And in this haze, there was a glittery light. We had no idea what this was. And we do know that the SAC teams were called to ready, so they came out to the plane. But prior to that, this just hovered over the plane for a short period of time, and then just vanished. We were told later that it was picked up on radar. It wasn't as if you actually saw it glide away. It was like in a wisp, it was gone. It covered most of the wingspan of a B-52. Now, what that would be in feet or meters or anything like that, I have no idea. But it was large. It was large, but it was also very transparent. It was not a solid mass. It was not what you would think of if you think of a UFO. And at that time, we had no idea. This was something that actually showed up on radar, and the perimeter guard saw it, and the other people on the other post, because there's one person per B-52 bomber.
Really?
Yes, and there's a red zone around that bomber that you're not allowed anyone in it. So even the guard itself does not go past that red line. So there are other people that saw it.
And above the B-52?
Just above it. Just above it. I'm talking like no more than 20 feet. It was just, just above eye level. A B-52 is high to begin with, but when you looked at it, it was just above it.
And how...
The alarm in the hurry house must have went off because they came out to the planes.
And what did they do?
They board the planes and they start them up and are ready to taxi to take off whenever notified. There was not a notification. They just started their engines and then they must have gotten word. We don't hear what's going on in the cockpit, but then they shut down the planes and then they went back in. Or shortly afterwards, after we'd seen it. It had left. and that's when they were dispersed to the planes.
How long?
Like, we had no idea what it was. I still have no idea what it was, other than it was a mist in the shape of a boomerang that had glitter in it.
In hover like that?
No. We'd never seen anything like this. Yeah. So it was unusual. It was something that we were mystified by.
Did it nuclear weapons or anything?
Yes, there were nuclear weapons. The SAC base is always ready for that. So.
Those are hot, ready to go.
Yes. And when they're in that area, that's what they're loaded for. That's why we're guarding them. That's the whole purpose of not allowing anyone near them, because they were armed with nuclear weapons.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.